The Holy Spirit encounters us in fear. That fear turns to joy, and our joy leads to mission. Think about it for a minute. In your life, when have you felt the most fear? For me, it was the birth of my first daughter. I think most fathers can relate to this. We feel helpless when our spouses are going through suffering of childbirth. I woke up one morning, almost 16 years ago, and my wife looks at me and says, "I think it's time." Of course, the engineer that I am, I went right to the books and started charting contractions, the duration, spacing, quantity. What else is a guy to do? After several hours of writing down these numbers, multiple walks around the house, we were finally headed to the hospital. Needless to say, I was anxious. Ultimately, all that fear and anxiety diminished at the sight of my daughter as she came into the world. That joy, of course, at some point led me to one of the most important missions of my life, being a parent, one that I really didn't understand at the time. The Holy Spirit encounters us in fear, that fear turns to joy, and that joy turns to mission. Make no mistake, the fear of the apostles felt that we read in today's gospel, we will never experience a fear for our very own lives. Scripture says the doors in the upper room are locked. They're only physical protection from those trying to kill them. But Jesus moves beyond that physical obstacle to reach them, and at his very presence, there is a sigh of relief. Not only a relief from their safety, but a release of their self-doubts. Thank God everything you said and we believed is true. It's important to understand that their lives were very much still in danger. And we know this because most of them still died in barbaric ways. But their fear turned to joy at the sight of Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is this transformation that led them to accept their mission despite the many dangers. In their joy, Christ encounters them and gives them purpose, one which they no longer fear. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Along these same lines in the Gospel of Matthew, we hear the risen Jesus say, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." This is our mission too. We have been sent to build up the kingdom. Strangers, neighbors, friends, and yes, even for our very own family. The Holy Spirit encounters us in fear, turns that fear to joy, and leads us to mission. Too often, we don't recognize this encounter of the Holy Spirit, that fear to joy, the joy to mission. Too often, when we experience fear and the gift of the Holy Spirit, that fear will eventually turn to joy, but we become complacent and we fail to recognize the mission in front of us. This inevitably leads us back to fear and a repeating cycle. When we don't engage in the mission in which we were made for, it leads to unhappiness. We are made for more, and there has never been a more important mission in the world today than the mission of the family. The church for generations has revealed this truth, and even as God has gone as far as saying this, in Bishop Olmsted's exhortation to families, the family is the irreplaceable center of life and love for the world and the church, and remains the most neglected. The future of the world and the church passes through the family. The connection between the family, the Trinity, and in particular the Holy Spirit can be clearly seen. The love between the Father and the Son is so strong and so intense that this mutual love must be expressed as a separate but united third person, the Holy Spirit. The greatest analogy of this is the human family. The church even goes as far as calling the family a communion of persons, which is modeled from the Trinity. In a sacramental marriage, when husband and wife are united at the altar, as the two become one, their love is so strong, it's capable of producing a third person, and a family is born. Just like the Holy Spirit exists by the bond between the Father with the Son, this is also the bond for the family life itself, which is by its very nature, mission. Now, just like every mission, parents must work hard to sustain the life of those they help and protect. But as hard as it is, it sometimes has become even harder and even more dangerous in our society today. Today, to survive this mission, it seems every single task of the family must be an expressive and concrete desire of this fundamental mission. A good friend of mine, very aware of this fact, goes to great lengths to keep his kids safe and maintain this very mission. Every night, he scrolls through emails, text messages, social media accounts to protect his kids. Let us not forget, missions require a lot of us at times, especially when we are not in our own terrain. And make no mistake, the world we live in now is not heaven, and therefore will never be our native land. Several years ago, I spent 3 weeks in India, and though I wasn't actually on mission, at times it felt like it. Our vehicle was constantly checked. We couldn't drink the water and live. And every few days, the food would get us sick. The road to home seemed so far and so long. Missions are hard. We can't do it alone. We need help to accept this. However, because the Holy Spirit has led us to this mission and is the physical bond of family life itself, we need to hand ourselves over to Him. We need to recognize the mission field in front of us is too big for any family to tackle alone. We think about it for a minute. There is not a single person that will ever be more in union with the Holy Spirit than Mary. And yet she still had to be present. She still had to watch Christ die on the cross. She still had to witness the struggle. We also need to be present to our families. If you're a mother or father, this is evident. But aunts, uncles, neighbors, and friends, families need our help too. We must support young families on their mission. We have 7 families today actively here on mission. 7 families where their children are receiving First Communion. Lola, Victoria, Nico, Audrey, Natalie, Charlotte, and Summer. Our prayers are with you. You guys are on mission, and we are your family to support you. As a community of believers, we are all family. The domestic church, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is calling out to us in a very real way today. A vocation to the single life or one without children, if lived on mission, will produce an abundance of fruit. And one way to do this is to help families on this mission. A special note to those actively parenting. I get the struggles of sustaining a family life is hard. But as others in the room will tell us, we will never get this back. I read a quote just the other day. 20 years from now, the only people who will remember we worked late are our kids. Work is important, but it's not our mission. And it's not what we want others to know us by. The Holy Spirit has given us this enormous responsibility to build up families for the kingdom. But he desires to ease the burden. St. John Paul II, in his exhortation, Familiaris Consortio, the family in the modern world, he says this: the world stands in peril until we understand the mission of the family. He goes on to say, without mincing words, the future of humanity passes by the way of the family. And this was over 40 years ago. How are we doing today? Let us pray that this process, the mission led by the Holy Spirit, from fear to joy, joy to mission, finally takes root in our souls. We understand what's in front of us, whether we're a parent or not. And we pray and we help and we assist every family that we encounter today. We have 7 families we know are on mission, and there are many others. How can we support them? To those young families, the church is here for you. The world is hard. It's challenging, seems impossible, but we can do it together. We can raise good, honest, holy families. So we're praying in a special way today that we can build up the kingdom with the power of the Holy Spirit with all the families around us. Amen.